Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, August 15th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Donald Trump has been indicted for a fourth time this year. A grand jury in Georgia has charged the former president, Rudy Giuliani, and other Trump allies with operating a criminal enterprise that sought to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 victory in the state. Trump has been charged with 13 felonies that allege he pushed false claims of voter fraud in Georgia and pressured GOP officials to help him secure the state's Electoral College votes. Trump, on his Truth Social platform, called the indictment a witch hunt. His lawyers called the indictment undoubtedly just as flawed and unconstitutional as this entire process has been, while Giuliani said the indictment was an affront to American democracy. China will no longer publish its youth unemployment rate after months of spiraling increases. The surprise move extends China's efforts to restrict outside access to a variety of data about its economy. At the same time, the Chinese central bank unexpectedly cut a range of key interest rates this morning in a bid to reignite growth. It comes after a raft of official data, including retail sales and factory production, today pointed to a deepening economic downturn. And Japan's economy outpaced growth in the U.S. and China in the second quarter, helped by robust auto exports and tourism. Official data showed that Japan's real GDP expanded 6% on the year, topping economists' expectations. It was the third straight quarter of growth for the country's economy, which has surpassed its pre-pandemic size in real terms. The data helped Japan's Nikkei to finish the day higher, while other Asian stock indexes mainly declined. European shares fell in early trading, U.S. stock futures drifted lower ahead of a report on retail sales due out this morning, and Home Depot and H&R Block are among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.